Now, the next patient is going to be Davis Washington Jeanette, J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E, dated 1/15/2026. Let's see, patient date of birth is 11/2/1960. I said one to David, please. Miss Washington is being evaluated for a hospice face-to-face evaluation period. Patient currently is in her sixth benefit period from 11/24/25 to 1/22/26 period. Patient the face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. When I first walked in the inpatient's house, the 65-year-old woman who's currently on hospice with history of purging calorie malnutrition, I almost didn't recognize her. She was standing there naked from waist down. She had just used the bathroom. She was found to be very confused. She looked very thin, almost emaciated from concentration camp. Her MAC is down 19 centimeters. She's yelling and screaming at the top of her voice. Her son tells me she's not eating. She's much weaker. She's short of breath at rest. She has purging calorie malnutrition, weight loss, which is unavoidable. Her confusion and her change in mental status puts her at FAST score of 7A. Patient is bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient is a high risk of fall. Patient's PPS is at 40%. By the way, there is a drop in her MAC by 1 centimeter today. Continues to be more confused. The confusion is most likely what's keeping her from eating. She appears cachectic once again. Patient has decreased mentation, decreased function. Patient sleeping very little despite being on Seroquel. Well, actually, change it to she's on hospice with terminal diagnosis of senile degeneration of the brain. Along with protein, calorie, malnutrition, period. Patient's overall prognosis is quite poor. Patient obviously requires help with ADL, all ADLs, and she's bowel and bladder incontinent. When asked about her son, patient starts yelling and screaming. Her son is not available right now, but he's around most of the time. Patient was becoming very aggressive, and for this reason, I did not attempt to ask her more questions regarding her son, period. She appears very anxious and continues to decline tremendously, as was noted above, period. Her vital signs, her blood pressure was 120 over 60, pulse was 100, respiration was 18, and O2 side was 92%. Patient's definitely showing cognitive and behavioral changes consistent with her neurocognitive disorder and end stage. Given natural progression of the disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.